You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Companies that are using AI, they're getting more sales with less resources. That's the power of it. That's why I'm personally excited about it. Is like, it shows you and it can guess with a certain level of confidence how much resources and how much your expansion of sales will be.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's going on, everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome back to another episode of Sales Funnel Radio. I am excited for this episode. This has been on my mind for a long time. AI. I want to talk about AI. So, let me give you a little backstory real quick on some of this. I'm going to talk about my dad just a little bit. My dad's one of my heroes. He's awesome. He's incredibly brilliant. He runs an AI division over at Gartner. And if you don't know what that is, that's like a giant reviewing-based company. If you're a restaurant business, you're afraid of like the critic coming in and giving you a bad review. Like, that's kind of what Gartner is for, like, massive companies. And anyway, so he runs the AI division. He's been doing that for a long time now. And the first time I ever talked to him about this, I was like, probably 4 years ago, I was like, Dad, how cool would it be? I was like, think about like what we do as marketers in our world to solve a marketing problem. We go through someone's false beliefs. We go through, you know, we're figuring out origin stories. We're figuring out lots of storytelling. There's lots of storytelling. And that's what we go through in order to sell a product. But I was like, think about what these massive companies do. They don't do any of that. Like, very, very, very little of them do any kind of direct response principles. Instead, they have a marketing budget and they look at massive, massive tower data, huge tower data. And all they're doing is looking at patterns and what people are buying the most and making more of that thing. Smart. And if you and I had access to gigantic tower data, would we not also solve some marketing problems that way also? Of course, both sides of the coin are right, right? Either through false beliefs and storytelling and becoming intimate with the customer and trying to figure out, you know, how to, you know, create a new opportunity for them, or just looking at massive, I'm talking huge towers of, you know, credit card data that is showing what you're probably going to buy before you even know you're going to want to buy it. You know, both sides of the coin are right. So I was telling my dad this. I was like, think about that. Like, so how interesting that we solve the same problem in a different manner. I said, how powerful would it be if we could take the power of these big tech companies that they have to make marketing decisions and marketing insights and get it simplified down enough for the little guy? And he was like, you know, he's like, that's exactly what we're trying to do. I was like, oh, very cool. That's awesome. And I think it was 3 years ago was the first time I ever put AI in the back of my funnels. And it was fascinating, fascinating what happened. Oh my gosh. And the reason, first off, I want to do this episode is because everyone's talking AI right now. It's all over the place. AI music, AI art, right? AI, like, AI everything. AI chat, right? AI copywriting, AI. And like, AI is powerful. It is amazing. It's also not the boogeyman. And that's one of the points I want to bring up to this episode. It's funny how, you know, I had this professor in college. He was like, how long statistically does it take for a marketplace to adopt and begin to use a new technology, like, completely? And the answer is about 10 years. It takes about 10 years to get market penetration and saturation. For example, how long did it take people to get the iPhone? Right, a long time. Like, I'm sure some of us still know someone who still uses a flip phone, but like, it's far and far, like fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer. And that's the point. Even if you know about it, market acceptance does not happen instantaneously. It takes up to 10 years for this to happen. The first time I ever put AI in my funnels was 3 years ago. 3 years ago, man. And people were like, oh my gosh, AI, AI, AI's here. It's new. It's not new. You just heard about it. Does that make sense? And the reason I'm bringing this up is because this is not like, yeah, it's going to cause the next market wave of disruption. I think the last one was the crypto wave, and I'm glad that I took the time to understand it. Right, you don't want to be the person. I'm always nervous to be, and this is going to be a little offensive, hopefully not, but whatever. Like, I'm always nervous to be the equivalent of like the 60 or 70 year old who doesn't know how to send email still very well. You know what I mean? Like, take the time to learn the new tech. Take the time. I'm so glad I went on like a crypto NFT kick for a while, you know, which I still got, but I promote very, very lightly. And just because it's fun and it's cool and I want to participate and that's great, but it's not my main focus. And so I'm glad that I took the time to learn it and understand it and see why it's so innovative. And does that make sense? Like, now I get why when someone's like, oh, you got to put an NFT with that. Like, I know how to go respond to that and make an offer that someone pays me an NFT with versus fiat, you know? And it's like, all right, that's cool. I'm glad I did that. Give it 5 years. I mean, you can literally buy crypto. There are crypto vending machines now. You can buy crypto at your bank, most of the major big ones. Like, it's not smart to act like it's not here. The same thing is true with any brand new tech, including AI, right? Even though it's quote unquote new. Same thing with crypto. Crypto's around for like 15 years before there's this big massive surge of it, right? So like, remember that it's not new. What's becoming new is the applications of using it. Obviously, it's getting better as it goes, but don't make it the boogeyman. AI is not the boogeyman. I have some people, I'm watching some comments and some posts of people that are like, look, AI is going to destroy humanity. No, it's not. No, it's not. It still is dependent on the quality of the inputs. It's just a machine. It's really high powerful math, right? High power math and probabilities that's showing like, right? That learns on its own, but still needs inputs, right? So I've been interested in using this from a sales perspective. So what I started doing, I'll tell you what I did with it first. The tools 3 years ago were not simple enough for just like, you know, the normal consumer, right? It was like, I remember having meetings, you know, with my dad and data scientists, and they're like putting this stuff in, you know, like it was a lot of work to just integrate it with certain AIs. And we figured out how to integrate and feed AI learning machines the data from my funnels and start asking it specific questions. And that's really what AI depends on. I think that AI is going to be heavily used by the person who can ask the best questions, because AI is so powerful that if you just like, well, here's all my data, like you got to be crystal clear on what you're asking it for it to be super effective still. And we had to go through a few iterations ourselves even just to figure out how to best use this AI in my sales funnels to make it useful data coming back, because we were loading up things like weather patterns and crap like that. And you're like, it doesn't, does that really matter that much? Funny enough, it kind of did. It was really crazy to see what caused more sales based off this AI coming on in. I remember when I got that first report back on my data, and this was thousands and thousands of lines of data and sales records. And it was very, very apparent. It was stuff like spooky stuff, man. Stuff like, hey, 7 days before any major holiday, double your ads. And continue that until 7 days after every major holiday. Always spend more money in ads Friday, Saturday, but never Sunday. And then again on Monday. For some reason, never do on Sunday. It got crazy how, it was crazy, honestly, how specific, just how crazy specific the pieces of feedback were from AI used from a sales acceleration tense. And I was blown away by it. And, you know, we started standing up a little company around it. And I feel like the market was just too early for it, but it kind of seems like it's ready now. Everyone's talking about it. Like it's new. It's not really new. And frankly, you know, all these massive companies have been using it for like a decade. It's just they've had to have teams of data scientists on staff in order to use it. And now it's getting easier and easier for the little guy, you know, for all the rest of us. And so that's all that's happening right now. And that's really what you're seeing is that tech power or a portion of it is becoming usable for the rest of us. And I think what you're going to start to see, it was very obvious that using AI in a sales atmosphere showed such specific strong patterns that the naked eye or brain could never compute on our own, right? That those who use it, in fact, the data's showing it already. This isn't new. It's not speculation. Companies that are using AI, they're getting more sales with less resources. That's the power of it. That's why I'm personally excited about it again, is like it shows you and it can guess with a certain level of confidence how much resources and how much your expansion of sales will be. Holy.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
Crap, are you kidding? Guys, that's a huge freaking deal. That's so huge. That means I can go in and be like, "All right, this is how much it costs me to run my company every month. And this is how many sales are coming in. Here's all of our sales data. Here's all of our leads data." Control your data, by the way, everyone. This is mattering more and more and more and more and more. Control your data. Own your data. All right. Our world's about to explode with that part too. I think in my mind, that's the next industry that's going to pop up because most people don't even have clean enough data to even use AI, which is what we were running into 3 years ago. As we walked around and started sharing more of this and people started saying yes. So I'm around a bunch of people right now. As people started saying yes to it, the issue was that you have data in Stripe. And then you have data on a Google sheet. And then you have data in your SMTP, your email service provider. And then there's data in whatever funnel service you're using. And then there's way too much data all across the world. I think one of the next big, really, really big industries to pop up will be data cleaning services. And sure enough, shortly after we noticed that was the pattern, I was attending a mastermind. It's in Florida. It's probably 2 years ago. I'm trying to get just the timeline down. Right, this year went fast, man. This year went so fast. But there was a company there, and that was their service. It was like, "Hey, all of you have tons of data, and no one knows how to read it, use it, or see what patterns are very obvious. You just don't take the time to..." It's an entire skill set. It's a whole career to have someone on your staff that is focused that heavily on data and data patterns. I know this is like nerdy for Sales Funnel Radio, but honestly, I think the next wave of sales funnel builders have got to understand a portion of the stuff, or at least how to integrate with it. Some of how you'd integrate with like an email provider, or you'd integrate with payment gateway stuff. I was talking to several big people about this, and I was like, you need to integrate this stuff in. And I don't know if I did a good job selling it or what, but they didn't do it. And it's taking all of that data and shoving it in to the power of AI and then asking it a very specific question, where that's where it starts to get very powerful. And part of my reason for making this episode is just that. It's not the boogeyman. It's not coming in, you know, Terminator style, going, you know, I'm going to take over everything and I can read your thoughts before you can think them. It's very good under certain contexts with very specific questions. Like, think about what people are using for right now. Chat, right? Art, music, a lot of creative style things. And they're in controlled settings and softwares where you can only ask it certain things. And that's the reason. It's because it's not so powerful yet that you can just read my thoughts and fix all my problems. You know, it's not how it works. It's like going from a calculator to a computer again, right? Where like your current computer is the calculator and this is the new computer. That's like probably one of the best analogies I can have for it. So it's really fun because as I started playing with AI the first time, about 3 years ago, it was neat because there was all these really cool use cases for it. One was sales, right? How do I increase sales with less resources? And that, I just talked about that. But another one was like fulfillment. How do I increase my fulfillment or my operations or optimize my overhead? And again, not as simple as just asking the question. There's a lot of homework that goes into collecting the data to make a case strong enough for it to even give a prediction that it would care about giving back to you. And that's like what I'm really trying to say in this episode. Clean your data. Clean up your data. Your data's got to be clean. Your data has got like have a spot where all your sales go. In response to all of this, about 3 years ago, we made this really epic Google sheet. We just called it the sales dashboard, and all sales, all metrics, all data, all clients. It was like an ad hoc CRM that we built to collect all this stuff because I ran into the same problem as everybody, right? And definitely am not new in funnels. You know what I mean? And that's part of my point is like, there's still a giant gap every one of us has got to fill before it's going to be a useful, very seamless thing that is just part of everyday life. My guess is it's going to be another like 2 or 3 years for that to happen. But you're going to start watching that. You're going to start watching these little markets pop up, a lot of data cleaning services, which is very corporate-esque, right? A lot of larger companies than our space typically goes into. They have people just controlling their data, keeping the data clean, looking at patterns. Like, that's got to be, in my opinion, the next step for it to become. I'm not saying it's not useful now. It is. But I'm talking about like in the way that we all fantasize about being. Here's where your easy sales are. It comes with a ton of data cleaning. Yeah. Just be careful not to paint it as the boogeyman or like, it's so funny, man. You guys remember when texting came out? Right? I was that generation. I mean, I had my first phone when I was 15, but we're not talking like an iPhone, right? This thing was a Nokia. It was a brick. I called it the brick. You could throw it against the wall. It was totally fine. Black and white screen that was like 1 inch by 1 inch. You know, it was like the first, besides those huge phones that look like briefcases, you know, you guys remember those? Right? I was like that generation that didn't have the internet growing up. And then when I became a teenager, it suddenly became this huge thing. What do they call it? Generation? I can't remember what they call it. Generation. I'm like, anyway. So you guys remember though when texting came out and it was 10 cents a text, 10 cents a text. And there was like upheaval over the dangers of texting. And I remember that there were forums that adults would go to. Do you remember this? There were like forums that adults were going to go to talking about how they can protect their kids from the dangers and the evils of text messaging. And are there? Sure. But there's also equal amount of amazing opportunities and not scariness. Right? And everything, there's the yin and yang in all of it, right? So there's the, if there's like, ooh, there's going to be some evil uses for AI. Yeah, okay, sure. But we've been doing that since the dawn of man. There's also going to be incredible opportunities that come with it. Be careful how you paint it. right? Be careful of the view that you put on these new texts that come in. And my point is that every single brand new tech that comes out seems to have some boogeyman. There's a boogeyman that was like, oh my gosh, the scariness, the freakiness of crypto. It's evil. It's all a scam. It's like, no. Have people done crazy crap with it? Yeah, but they've done that with the dollar, the paper physical dollar, way before they ever did with crypto. It has nothing to do with crypto. People just choose to do evil crap in their life, right? It's just, don't blame the vehicle is my point. It's still the person doing the crap. Anyway, so I got to back off that topic or I'm going to get real controversial real fast. Oh, man. Anyway, so that's my point, guys, is make sure that you keep in mind that AI's here. Learn it. All right. Take time to educate yourself, whatever that means for you. Learn how the possibilities of sales can go up. But remember that these are all accelerators. They're accelerators, not the core. They're icing on the cake, not the cake. Right. So I can't, like when we started looking at ways to improve people's sales with AI, right, and plugging into the back of their funnels, we couldn't use the AI unless there were at least like 50 transactions. That's not that many. It was the more the better, right? So all of these improve with increased input. And so if you're not actively selling right now anyway, AI is probably a distraction for you. Does that make sense? If you're not even learned how to tell a story to another human being, right, and that causes a sale, AI is probably a distraction. It's another cool thing that's awesome, but it's not the answer. The answer is learn how to sell, learn how to make an offer, learn how to automate them. And then all the spinoffs that come with it are like these fringe benefits that you can go accelerate with. That's how I'm going to be using it. Again, not the boogeyman, but a really powerful, amazing tool when used the right way. Oh my gosh, it's incredible. Absolutely amazing. Anyways, guys, hopefully it's helpful to you. The pseudo message I'm trying to give in this episode is don't look at any brand new tech or any new tool as a replacement for what business is. Okay. It's lead gen. You convert some and you fulfill. Boom. That's it. Can you do that right now without all this stuff? Right? If you can, the world's going to be your oyster. You're going to go accelerate like crazy. If you can't, just get back to the basics and learn those skill sets. And then this is going to be an incredible experience for you. All right, guys. Talk to you guys later. Hopefully you guys enjoy this one. Can't wait to tell you more about. In fact, we'll probably start using AI in some of these companies that I'm buying now. In fact, why not? Probably going to go do that now. Awesome, guys. See ya. Bye.
You've obviously heard me say how important publishing content is in this internet game. And if you can't tell, I like making content. If you'd like to interview me on your show, summit, podcast, live stream, you name it, you'll find it all on stevejlarson.com. It's about halfway down the page. Also, if you've taken the plunge into live events, I love speaking on stages as well, by the way. Go to stevejlarson.com, scroll about midway down the page where it says interview Steve, and let me know what I could talk about that your audience would get the most from. Go to stevejlarson.com and let's chat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.